Time now to head into the kitchen with our resident chef and host of the CKOM Morning Show, Mark Loshak.
All right, Shaq, the weekend's here. We got a Ryder home game to finish off the regular season, possibly first place.
Yes, yes.
Right?
This is going to be a weird time, though, because, I mean, it's all what Winnipeg does.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose, then we got to win against Calgary. If they win, the Calgary game doesn't mean much. So it's like for Corey Mace, what do I do?
Who do I put in?
Who do I pull out?
Yeah, that would be tough. But you know what? We need some first place food.
Let's buy first place food, right? The buy to the final food. All right, we're getting close to the colder weather now. I'm not a cold weather barbecuer. I can't stand out there in minus 30 and sit at a grill. I'm a fair weather barbecuer, so I think I'll probably do one or two more weekends because the weather seems like it's going to be holding out. But let's do steak. Let's just go straight up steak. Now, I don't care what kind of steak you like. You like a ribeye, you like a T-bone, you like a sirloin, you like a whatever you want. You pick the steak. I'm going to show you a marinade. Now, a lot of times, I won't use a whole lot of marinades or barbecue. I never use barbecue sauce on a steak just because I like to taste the flavor of the steak itself. So a little salt and pepper, maybe I got a little seasoning going on. But other than that, but this time around, I tried this the other day, and it's a steak marinade, and sometimes I do marinate the steaks. This is a wicked marinade. And this is what you do. You're going to start off with your steak. Just get your steak ready to go. In a bowl. This is all you need. In a bowl, you're going to mix up a third of a cup of balsamic vinegar. And now there's flavor right there, balsamic vinegar. Yeah. So good. You're going to get 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. You're going to get a couple of shots of olive oil in there, roughly about 3 tablespoons. 2, 3, 4, 5 minced garlic cloves, whatever you put in, whatever you want for the garlic. A couple of sprigs of rosemary. Now, I don't usually use rosemary very much. It's kind of a piney taste. And I'll maybe put it in like a stuffing for a turkey or something for Christmas or Thanksgiving. But this one, I don't know what it is. It just kind of kicks it up a notch. So 2 sprigs of rosemary. And here's the thing. You crush up the garlic and the rosemary together and make kind of a paste. And it just kind of works its way in there. You also want 2/3 of a cup of brown sugar, salt and pepper. Black, it's got to be ground pepper. It's got to be the good ground pepper. And add a couple of red pepper flakes just to give it a kick. Mm-hmm. Now, you mix that all up, you stick it in a Ziploc bag, and you drop your steaks in there. And I would say no less than 8 hours. So if you're going to do it for the next day, do it the next day, and then put your steaks in, then put it in the fridge. Every once in a while, go in there, give them a, you know, like you're squeezing the Charmin kind of thing. You're just going to give them a mix around. And then after that, you do your steaks on the barbecue, however you like them, but you have that leftover marinade. Put it in a pot. You think, oh, it's full of raw meat stuff. No, no. You bring it up to a boil for about 5 minutes, reduce it down a little bit. There's no germs. You don't have to worry about the quarter pounder thing. There's nothing. It's just a great little sauce that you put on top of that steak after you're done. It's good stuff.
No E. coli.
No E. coli. You're salmonella and E. coli free.
And then that peppercorn sauce we made last week, you got that in the fridge? Throw that on too. Why not?
You've got extras, I use it for a dip.
Absolutely.
Right there.
All right, Shaq, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
You bet.